Good morning to everyone. Last week was truly a blessing for me personally. And you guys probably had your ears, I say this I think every Sunday, you probably had your ears ringing because all week long I kept talking about the baptism of such awesome young people in our church and the opportunity that we all have to accept Christ and to move forward with his love. Because of the promise of resurrection, we can stand fast and live securely in the promises of our Lord. There are ways to live peacefully, in good health, and with less stress. Take a moment to think of all the people that you love and all the people that you care for. What is your greatest desire for them? To become a believer, to live in peace, to have good health, to eliminate stress through trusting God. Disagreements will occur. People will get hurt feelings. Jealousy and stress will cause some to weaken in their faith. And Paul teaches the people how to end disagreements and to continue to rejoice, filling their minds with only the good. Boy, do we know stress in our crazy world today. The kind of stress that causes physical problems, emotional problems, headaches, high blood pressure, depression, and burnout occurring because people are under stress. Let's recall that Paul was in jail, and that is stress. And yet he found peace, and sharing his sense of peace with the people of Philippi. At this time in Macedonia, women were in every way as actively involved in their communities as men were. Remember Lydia, the woman who sold the purple cloth? She was the first convert in Philippi. And she was the first person who would organize an in-home church. Euodia and Syntyche were two women, and their values were highly recognized by the community. And boy, when those two women disagreed, there was a threat that the church would be split. I'm reading from Philippians 4, 1, 2, and 3. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stay true to the Lord. I love you and long to see you, dear friends, for you are my joy and the crown I receive for my work. Now I appeal to Euodia and Syntyche, please, because you belong to the Lord, settle your disagreement. And I ask you, my true partner, to help these two women, for they worked hard with me in telling others the good news. They worked along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are written in the book of life. Clement was a leader in the church at that time. He had worked very closely with Paul, and he actually became a leader in the church of Rome. These two women, Euodia and Syntyche, faithfully worked with Paul, and they forgot that everything else was less important, and they argued. They disagreed. Paul was praying and begging that this dispute would be cleared up. He would like to see agreement in spirit and in attitude. Paul encouraged humility so that unity in the church was a priority, not proving themselves right. Even though we all here attend Wellspring Church, we don't agree about everything, like the flavor of our cake. Who likes chocolate cake? Raise your hand. Who prefers vanilla? All right. How about tractors? This is for the guys. Who prefers John Deere versus Alice Chalmers? Is there a better tractor, Hank, out there? I don't know. How about pizza? Who likes plain pizza versus pepperoni? Plain? Pepperoni? Yeah. Yeah. And politically, where we stand varies from here to way over here. We as humans have lots of opinions. We are bound to disagree about things in our church and even in our own families. Even when we disagree, we are still family and we are still a church family here at Wellspring. Just Eloise brought that up last week. What happens when we change our attitude or work together to show unity with our choices being made? What happens when we change our attitude? What happens when we have a moment of grace, when we pray for wisdom? When we choose unity, we choose Jesus. I'm going to read Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you. David Guzik writes, Paul's joy wasn't based on sunny optimism or a positive attitude, mental attitude, as much as it was the confidence that God is in control. It really was joy in the Lord. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Let your gentleness, your patience, your graciousness be known to all, not just those whom we choose. The Lord is always close to His children. At His return, we know that He will make things right in our world, this world that seems to be falling apart. I am sharing from Charles Spurgeon's writings about these verses. I am glad that we do not know what the quarrel was about between these two women. I am usually thankful for ignorance on such subjects, but as a cure for disagreements, the apostles say, rejoice in the Lord always. A cure for disagreements, the apostles say. Why don't we say it together? Rejoice in the Lord always. Are you ready? Rejoice in the Lord always. When you have disagreements, something's nudging you in the wrong way, practice saying that this week. Rejoice in the Lord always. People who are very happy, especially those who are happy in the Lord, are not apt either to give offense or take offense. Their minds are sweetly occupied by higher things, and they are not easily distracted by the troubles, big or small, which naturally arise among such imperfect creatures as us. Joy in the Lord is the cure for all discord. Charles Spurgeon. Joy in the Lord is the cure for all discord. Find joy in the Lord. Practice a positive attitude. Think about these never-ending gifts that He has given to us. Hold on to that new perspective. Hold on to forgiveness. You are forgiven by Him, and we can forgive others. Let your confidence grow. Hold on to your confidence in the Lord. We are encouraged to give our attention to the things of which God approves. Our minds will become less anxious. In prayer, let God know what you need. Again, let Him know what you need. Pray about everything and be thankful for anything. My father and I were watching a show I know more about World War II than I've ever learned in my whole life because I watch documentaries with my dad. And we were watching a show. We try to find something that is new to me. And we were watching a show about the resistance when Holland was taken over by Germany from 1940 to 1945. 5 years. They gave up quite quickly because they knew that they would not be able to defeat them. However, that did not give the Jewish people much time to escape. And this resistance started out, this little group started out where they only knew of five, but there were more, but people had changed their names to protect them. And this woman would go to this senior citizen's house. I love senior citizens. This woman was taking in Jewish people so that the resistance could knew to come to the house to get them out. And first this woman went, and there were five. And they gave fake names and whatnot. And so she took them. And then there were 10. And then a few days later, there were 50 people in this woman's house. And she said, "You're going to get caught. You're going to get caught." And this senior citizen woman living in Holland knew it was the right thing to do. And so she continued to harbor as many Jews as she could until she did get caught and was taken away. What would happen if instead of just those five people in their original group, there were others? What if there were 10? What if there were 20? What if there were 100? What if all of Holland stood up and said, "You have our land, you have our buildings, you cannot have the Jewish people"? What if everybody stood up? Very difficult decision to make. And yet there were people who gave their lives, gave their lives. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. Know that the Lord is near. The resistance that were caught were tortured terribly, terribly. And they knew that that would happen, and yet they continued hiding and finding people to save. We should live our faith. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord will provide. We should have the heart to rejoice continuously. Peace. Peace is one of the gifts we receive as a believer from God. I love this paper. Babies, infants, so innocent. And yet in times of war, they don't matter to those that are fighting. Peace. Peace is just like love. It allows us to experience the ability to rejoice when times are hard. We never understand it or figure out, we may never understand it or figure it out. How are we able to find relief during anxious times beyond what a person can do on their own? Turn to God. Turn to people of faith. Know that God is in control. The peace of God is beyond our power of thinking. Peace with God is the relationship we enter into with God through the finished work of Jesus. And Paul continually used the words peace from God to remind us that our peace comes to us as a gift from God. When people lose their way, it may be connected to the absence of peace in their lives. Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. And then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And what you think and meditate on truly matters. What is in your mind truly matters. I can recall thinking, "Oh, she's looked at me funny. She must be mad at me." Where would that come from? We do it to ourselves. People may think, "Oh, he thinks he's better than me. I can't be his friend." Some people think, just these bad things just only happen to me. Why me? In our minds, we need to focus on peace. In our minds, we need to catch ourselves and let it go and turn to God. Some of the things that we think about that bring negative vibes into our lives, we do it to ourselves. We're human. We do it to ourselves. So forgive yourself, but take that extra step to know that God is with you. Turn your eyes back to the Lord. Stop thinking negatively. Think of those things that are praiseworthy. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Practice morality and behavior that is praise. Practice gentleness and kindness. Paul wanted even the pagans that lived in that community to notice and commend those with good moral behavior. He wanted those without any morals to be recognizing those who were gentle and kind and loving. All of our thoughts and behaviors should reflect the commandments of God, even if they differ from popular culture. It's tough for teenagers in today's world, kids, children in today's world, because that popular culture is consistently bombarded. How should you look? How should you talk? How should you walk? What should you be listening to? Focusing and thinking on only the things that are notable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, and excellent and praiseworthy. We are then able to truly experience the joy and the peace of Jesus. Get your mind right. Read God's word. Surround yourself with believers. Be gentle in your actions and your words. Are we able to be of the same mind in the Lord? Paul meditated and prayed so that the God of peace would be with the Philippians. He was able to give himself as an example of living a Christian life, saying, "Follow me as I follow Jesus." What if we put that on a t-shirt? "Follow me as I follow Jesus." Would any of our actions change? Would any of our attitudes change? Would our words change? "Follow me as I follow Jesus." He believed that they could experience the peace of God. He believes we can experience the peace of God, and that God of peace would be with them. Experience the peace of God, and that the God of peace would be with them. We too are promised this gift. Practice what we have reviewed this morning and in the past 3 or 4 weeks reading through Philippians. We will not only have this, we are truly promised. I believe we can have the same mind in the Lord. You have shown me people who walk with the same mind as the Lord. We can choose joy and unity in Jesus. I pray that you will believe this. Jesus Christ is your strength and mine. Our God is able to rejoice in us and with us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to show your joy and love by being of the same mind and by recognizing the love and grace that you show to us and to all your people through Jesus. As we go from this time of worship, may we keep on doing the things we have learned and received, heard and seen here. May we know that the God of peace will be with us. In your precious name we pray. Amen.